Be diligent in this matter. Give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone will see your progress. The word of God is the major instrument to make progress in life. Join God's Sabbath, Sonny Ikulide of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God that is ordained for your progress. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Process for Progress.
Oh, you are the all and all. You will teach us afresh. You will refresh us again. You will awaken us to our responsibility. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want us to pray a prayer that let my understanding of God come alive again. Go ahead and talk to him. Let my understanding of you come alive again. Let my understanding of the Almighty God come alive again. Thank you for hearing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's have our seat. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. This evening, we'll be dealing with a matter. Walk. An instrument of fulfilling God's mandate. Walk. An instrument of fulfilling God's mandate for your life. Walk. An instrument of fulfilling God's mandate for your life. Walk. An instrument of fulfilling God's mandate for your life. In this passage we have read, the Spirit of God spoke to this brother. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Grace is what God gave us. It's the gift of his love. But without work, grace will be in vain. Work activates grace. Works activate grace. As the Spirit of God said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Work was given to us by God to bring out our potential. Work help everyone to release his potential. for the betterment of humanity. Work empowers us to succeed because it helps to release our potential to bless humanity. I keep saying it, that everything you ever need to fulfill God's mind is within you. It's just there. But it takes work to bring them out. Say work. Grace will amount to nothing without work. Faith will amount to nothing without work. Laziness produce something but nothing. Now, this brother said, actually it was the least. He came late. He doesn't want the person to be called an apostle of Christ. But he said there is something. The grace that God gave him, he does what? He labor to activate it. Now, he became the best. I think we should learn lesson from here too. If truly you want to fulfill God's purpose for your life, I beg you, engage the instrumentality of work. Work. Work, not job. Work. Work. Say it again. Listener, we hear you nothing but we hear you nothing. We never hear you anything. But this work I'm discussing tonight is in three forms. There are three forms of work. Three forms of work. The spiritual work, the mental work, and the physical work, which everyone must embrace. I say there are three forms of work. One, spiritual work, where you receive inspiration and idea from God. Then you get into mental work, where you process until it became a picture within you. Then you go out to do what? To implement through physical work. I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will fulfill destiny. But it has to be through the instrumentality of work. Work. See what our media man is doing. He work. Every day he improves. Adding more value to heat, color to heat, everything is just. That's what. See, nothing good comes easy. There is no cheap things. I don't believe in that. One day of labor, of favor is better than 100 days of labor. There's nothing like that. Say work. I talk of spiritual work. That's the time that's what we have come for now. We've worshiped God, we've prayed to receive what? What is in the mind of God for the earth? When God drop that into your heart, then you get into work. Begin to reason, how will you be able to implement this that will better people's life? Then a lot of things begin to happen. Things begin to work within you until it is formed a picture. Because true wisdom is now builded. And by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the house will be filled with treasure. Now, Let's go there and check something. What I'm saying, Proverbs 24 verse 3. True wisdom is an house building, and by understanding, it is established. You will realize that wisdom and understanding, they are spiritual. Is that true? They are what? Now, why should they say true wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding, it is established? It means the house you see today physically was done where? Through what? A design. An architect labored several days to bring the design. Finish the mental work. He now brought it to a bricklayer. Where I just lay like, and you see. Now, to us, we may think that it's the one that built the house physically that did the major work. That's why they are not paid high. To hire him for a day, 4,000 if you are gone. But the man that does the work, he has to be there supervising it. Because he has done a lot of work, mental work to bring the design. The same thing applicable. Any vision that God gave you, it takes a lot of mental work to develop it within you until it forms a picture. So when that picture has been formed, then you begin to release it physically. Am I communicating? Even preaching. The last stage, preaching is just the last. Before preaching can become preaching, a lot of things have been done. The work became what? Flesh. Before you can now begin to release it. Do you understand the point? Now, you will see that wisdom, we have to define wisdom from this passage. Wisdom is pictures in the mind. Wisdom is pictures in the mind. That is the picture that has been formed in your mind. True wisdom is now building. That the younger one coming up, I keep encouraging them, look, embrace the instrument and the principle of work. Say work again. When you are used to it, now, then you grow with it. Everyone that became hero today, you read both the one in the Bible and in our present day, is true what? Work. They were obsessed with what they are doing. Some of them work 17, 18 hours daily. Before what you are seeing comes out, become a reality. Huh? Those men doesn't look side. They were focused. This is what God wants to build. Face it. Spiritually speaking, they face it. Mentally speaking, they face it. Physically speaking, they face it. It is when you are fulfilling God's mandate for your life that quality reward locates you. Reward is not what you run after. You run after fulfilling the mandate of God for your life. Then, reward comes later. Reward run after you. I pray that God will grant us more understanding. Not only to hear, but to put them to practice in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the true wisdom and house builded. And by understanding, it is established. And the brother Paul told us, say, I am what I am, but I am what I am by the grace of God. But I do something. I labor. I work more abundantly than they. You cannot take first position in your class. Don't work more than others. It's not possible. You have to work. Work. Work is not a cost. Work was given to us before the fall of man in order to release what God has placed within you. Without work, what God deposited into your life will become what? redundant. Today they are mocking our God because there is no product to show for it. And why is it so? Because we are not laboring. We are not working. Yes. Work. When you engage in this, because you see one thing, God, the Almighty God, works. The vision in you. God, by himself, works his vision in you. But man works the vision out. God works the vision in. Man works the vision out. God works the vision in. Man works the vision out. The vision you discover, the purpose of God you discover for your life at any age has been there before you were born. God walk it within. But it is your duty to walk the vision out to better people's life. It is then and then that rewards come after. And when reward keep coming to you, reward keep coming to you to empower you to do more. Not to fling your around. Do you get the point now? Don't live for what we eat. Don't live for such. That's not a good life to live. Don't live for what to eat, what to drink, and where to live. That's not a good way of living. The best way of living is what God placed in you to better people's life. People should benefit from you. That's what God placed in you. But it takes work to bring them out. Am I communicating now? Because without work, there will be no conversion. And if there is no conversion, there will be no product. Without work, there will be no conversion. And without conversion, there will be no product to bless people's life. Do you understand my point now? Dealing with this matter because I know this is what the body of Christ needs today. Anywhere they waste your time, they are wasting your life. I keep telling people. Anyone that wastes your time, wastes your life. Because time is life and life is predictable. You don't need prophecy today. When you see a man that doesn't take, it's not serious with what he do with his time today, determine the reward of his life tomorrow. Don't need any prophet today. What is sit down from morning till night, he does nothing. Reasonable. Not adding value to himself, neither adding value to others. What do you expect of him tomorrow? Already he has signed the certificate of failure. There's nothing he can do until he wake up. Walk. Walk. Say walk. See, dreams without work will amount to nothing. Dreams, correct dreams, without work is useless. We have many people today who have vision, they have dreams. Because they didn't do any work to bring it to fulfillment. What becomes of them? They become people. That will not be your portion. Dreams without work will amount to nothing. Will not produce anything. Dreams. No matter who tell you the dreams. Whether God came down in your room and tell you this is what I want you to become. Without work, it will become an illusion. Work. Say work. Work is not a gift. Work is the nature of your heavenly Father. Work is not a gift. It's the nature of God's heavenly, your heavenly Father. Jesus came to demonstrate that to us. John chapter 5. Verse 17. Work. Conversion. It takes work to convert anything. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh it at all, and I work. My Father worketh up to now, and I work. God is a worker. Jesus is a worker. All the apostles are worker. Then you must be a worker. What kind of work? They receive spiritual things and convert them to what? To physical. That's the main work. The only physical thing will benefit people. If since you come now, you didn't see me, you didn't know me, you are just hearing my voice. I think some of you will anyway. Have you? Work. If our nation, if our continent, if the entire world will become the duplicate of heaven. Honestly speaking, work. Work is the answer. You must have something you are working on. Primarily to bless people with. In the daytime, in the night, and all of this. When I read that big man, they work 17, 18 hours a day, I said, you mean it? But what did poor people do? They look for money. And if the big man is not giving them money, they are abusing. They say, the man, no, they help. It's a stingy man. Is it this money you're supposed to ask for? Or he should teach you how you become his? His brother say, I labor more abundantly than they all. I am what I am by the grace of God. But I labor. It is my labor now that activates the grace to work more. Even the anointing will amount to nothing without work. You can heal the sick. You never go and meet one. How will the sick be healed? Become a just, become a noise. It's like beggars. We need to rise up. Serious. Huh? Work. You must have a project you are working on. Because you are here to be a blessing to others. The reason why God still kept you alive so that you know that you are so important to Him and to your world. So you are here to bless people's life. If that is not in your agenda, I want you to inculcate into your life tonight. That you are still here primarily to be a blessing. So it is your duty to know which area did God want to bless people through your life. As I said, God walked the vision in, man walked the vision out. God walked the vision in, man walked the vision out. God walked the vision in, man walked the vision out. And when you're on your way walking the vision now, He is with you. He says, look, I am with you always. I am with you to help you do that. So I come. Walk. Walk. And I say work, there are three forms of work, as I said. Spiritual work, that's receiving an idea from God. And mental work, converting the idea into picture. And physical work. And physical work does the implementation, physically, practically. Without conversion of idea make no sense. Huh? No matter how great that idea is, without converting it, it makes no sense. It is idea that is converted that will rule the world and bless it. Idea alone does not rule the world. But it takes work. People, they have time to discuss nonsense. Because there is no work. Let me tell you, life is the stadium. Life is what? It's a game. It's a stadium. In the stadium of life, we have two sets of people. The actor and the spectator. The actor are those who make things happen. The spectator are those who watch things happen. Who do they pay? Huh? Who are always the majority? Play football. Let's get to stadium. Only 22 persons are playing. What happened to the majority? Who knows them? They are losing. They are not recognized. They are not paid. And they are just washing. And they are the ones that normally fight. You know, when you don't have anything to work on, you will fight. You say they are cheating you. And this one. No! Life is a stadium of, it's a stadium. I realized that earlier, life is a stadium. Where you came to play game. And in that game, you must score. Yeah. As when a national team, win the trophy, the nation rejoices. So when you are executing God's mandate for your life here on earth, that people are getting blessed, heaven will be rejoicing. This is the point I'm raising. Don't be a spectator. I beg you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be among the actors. Be among the actors. Be among the actor. In the game of life, be among the actor. In the game of life, be among the actor. There is no calling that is small. There is no calling that is big. Calling is calling. Depend on how you take advantage of it. Walk. Say walk. That's why we are here. To let you know that walk is not a cost. Walk is an instrument that God imparted into your life to bring out your potential. What God has deposited. Without walk, your potential will not come alive. You see, in James chapter 2, it says something. Faith without walk is dead. Likewise, potential without work is what? Yes. Every one of you are hearing now. Everyone hearing me now. There is a great potential of God within you. But it takes work to bring it out. Work. 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 You need to wake up and work. Work. You do this, doesn't work well, go back again. Ask why it's not working. Because you are here, God placed you here to be a blessing to others. When God is blessing people through your life, you will see that reward will come. And when reward comes, is to add more, to add more, to work, to get more strength, and release more. There's a deposit within you. James chapter 2, verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him? It's a question. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace. Be ye warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead. Being alone. God's dream, God's potential, God's vision in any life without work. Remain alone. More time, devil. No! Let's abide by God's principle. You see things working. You close your leg for 2 hours and watching television. As good as one of it, they look like you are roasting away. If your watching of television is not adding value to your life, you are simply roasting away. Yes. All the superstars today, who control economy and control all the whatever. They are great workers. They work. Work. An instrument of fulfilling God's mandate for your life. Work. An instrument of fulfilling God's mandate for your life. Work. An instrument of fulfilling God's mandate for your life. As we are hearing the message, now something is waking up within. Anybody that tell you work too much is not a good person. Tell you work. So you are not just working. You want to bring out. To bless people. Every day you see the needs everywhere. What is your product doing? What is your services rendering? Is it solving problem? Problem will never finish. But you are there to solve one. So they will know you by the problem you solve. Huh? You were created, you are born, you are created to solve. Proverbs 14, verse 3. In all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. But the talk of the leaves tended only to penury. I can do this, I can do that. Do it now, let people see it. I have this ability now. Yes, nobody deny me. Prove it. Ability means responsibility to expose itself. Ability means responsibility. Work to expose itself. You are working to bring the potential of God out of you to bless people. Sometimes you refuse to pick up when you are at work. Doesn't matter who calls. When you are through with what you are doing, you can return the call if necessary. Please, see, if we don't arise now, I don't know when we are going to rise up. In all labor, when you work, there is what? Profit. Labor will profit you. Your labor will profit you. Will profit others. But you say, I do crop. What do you mean profit? Profit not little nonsense. About 24 hours in a day. How many hours do you use to work? And how do you do the work? Is it just activity without productivity? Every activity you engage in, there must be a reason for that. There's something you want to bring out of it. This is the kind of work I'm talking about. You see some people, they say they are reading. If you need reading, what do you gain from the book? Nothing. The question is that you never read that book intentionally. You just read this for reading sake. I want to do devotion. Okay? What God told you that day, that will be devotion. What God speaks to you, what do you do with it? Do you convert it? Or you just hear it and just put it aside? The reason why the word of God comes to us is for fulfillment. The word of God never comes to anybody for nothing. But for what? For fulfillment. The word of God comes to you purposely or primarily to be what? To be fulfilled. Jesus emphasized it several times. That the scripture should be fulfilled. John 19 verse 36, you see there. Every word of God that comes to you, it comes to you, God comes to you through his word for fulfillment. Not to just hear, just again. No. For this thing, we're done. That the scripture should be fulfilled. The bone of him cannot be broken. Scriptures, God speaks to you through his word so that that word can become what? Fulfilled. We seek the kingdom of God. We seek what is the kingdom of God, primarily to establish it in the kingdom of the head. Say, seek ye first the kingdom of God
then all these things will be added. Why do you seek first the kingdom of God? To establish the kingdom of God here on earth. That's the essence of seeking first the kingdom of God. You receive something from God, you convert it, and establish it here. Then people will see your good works and give glory to your Father which is in heaven. This is the key. In all labor, there is profit. In all labor, there is profit. No matter how great your dream is, no matter how powerful your vision is that you have seen from the Lord, it doesn't matter whether God himself came down to your room and said, this is what I want you to do. Without work, it will remain like that. Read your Bible very well. You see work. I must work the work of him that sent me. Why it is there? The night coming, when no one can walk. Have you read that in your Bible? John 9, verse 4. Jesus. The work comes to you, idea comes to you for the purpose of fulfillment, not for the purpose of accumulating. Many of us, we have had more than 1,000 accumulated ideas within you. What do you do with them? I must work the works of him that sent me. Why it is there? The night coming when no man can walk. The day will come. Age will catch up. Yes, sir. Whether we like it or not, there is no everlasting. We only have everlasting. One day, age will catch up with us. Is there anything like computer like this? Everything is changing. So there is room for self-improvement. There is room for self-improvement. There is room for self-improvement every day. Scripture is to be fulfilled. Any word of God you read, the next thing you think, why did God send me this? How is it going to come to fulfillment? Because say none of his promises will fail. Anything he promised of, none of them will fail. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 56. None of them will fail. All his promises. There is not any. Blessed be the Lord that has given rest unto his people Israel according to all that he promised. They have not paid one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Every day you should do self-assessment. From morning to evening, do assessment when evening comes. Today, what do I do? What happened? What value do I have to myself? What value do I have to others? Which product do I develop? What do I work on? This is how a reasonable person should think. When you are not doing any work, you are not using your brain. Oh, your spirit is not working, your brain is not working, your hands, then nothing is working. You will soon grow old. You will soon be older than your age. Yes, sir. Because idleness destroys the body. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 18. You see idleness, what idleness does? It breaks the building, spoils the building. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 18. We'll get to some bus stop now. You see how people sit down there. They have been there for the past 6 hours. Yes, some of them have been there since morning. You just get up and go and eat and come back again. But look at what God said. By much slothfulness, the building decayed. And through idleness of the hands, the house dropped through. When you see an active person walking with his mind, walking with his spirit, walking with his head, honestly speaking, he may initiate you think that he's 60. My eyes are just like, you see them, you see the way they look like. You see them come on. If you get to some bottom, I see, they have been there this morning. Today night is a good day. Some have been in the wedding this morning. And yesterday, they are in the airport. And maybe on Monday, they will go for burial. They are very wonderful thing to do. But, above all, walk on the vision of God. I do attend burial when needed, right? Necessary. I'm always conscious. If I'm to travel, since I'm not the one driving, I'll study throughout the night. I know it's not vehicle, I won't be good. What I'm supposed to do, in the hours I'll be on the council, I'll finish it. Schooling only introduces you to learning. It introduces you to what? But learning never ends. The popular preacher says, the day you stop learning, you start dying. I'm not receiving something. I'm not getting something. The question, what are you doing? Which value are you? What value are you adding to people's life? You were created to be, to add value to other people's life. You see young, lanky, able men sitting down. From there, they will analyze the government, the football, all of this. Life is going. Passing every day. Passing every day. By this time of tomorrow, you will be a day older than your age. Whether you like it or not, it's going. Please, I pray that prayer for myself every time. Oh, help me to die empty. What I came to this world with, help me to release them all before I go. When they yawned, he just newborn baby yesterday, just shouting, look at us, I was thinking, this China is shouting, I have come with something, I have come with something, I have come with something. The other person may be sitting there, why are you crying? No. That's why when a child is born, he cries. When a man is dying, he never cries. When a child is born, it's like this, Abi. Medical person, eh? You know how you come? It's two hands. What does it mean? I hold something, no? I came with something. You watch them when they die in the hospital as well. When they die, what do they do? The thing I came with. Learn lesson. Learn. You see children. They are always inquisitive to do something. Don't do this one. They go and do another. They were just because that's the nature. The thing is always in them trying to do something. As I say, unless you are converted to a child, where you are always willing to do something to help others. It's a serious issue. Nobody will repair our nation for us. Nobody will repair our continent for us. We are the one. The deliverer you are crying for, you are the one. I said something in the other meeting. It is a waste to be asking the question why, when you are the answer. It's a waste. And we have two lives. How many of you believe that? The second life begins when you realize you have one. We have two lives. So. But the second one begins when you realize that you have only one. Are you getting something now? Hallelujah. Making mistake without correcting it. This is the core mistake. To make mistake is not a crime. But making mistake without correcting it is the real mistake. Making mistake without correcting it, this is called mistake. Making mistake without correcting it, this is called mistake. Pray that God will give us understanding. It's a serious issue. Proverbs 13 verse 11. The reason why you are here is what should be your you should compete with that as your main competitor. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. He that gathereth by labor shall increase. He that gathereth by labor shall increase. Increase come by what? By work. By work. By work. What you never thought you can do, get into work. You see that. So you don't know that this thing is in you. It's actually there. So work, activate, grace. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost with power. Who went about doing something? He went about with the anointing, doing something, walking, and healing all that way. So no matter the anointing of God upon, until you move out to do something, the anointing remained dormant. In our crusade, because we go out and things are happening. Things will not happen without going. Say, go. Don't sit down with what to carry. As you develop it, move out to deploy what you have developed. You need to deploy what you have developed within you. That's your physical work. You move out to deploy what you have developed through mental work. You deploy through physical work what you have developed through mental work. Hallelujah. Any of our gifts, talents within you, it takes works to come out. It takes works to bring them out. Eh? So some of you children, you are not buying food, you are not paying house rent, you are not buying clothes. I don't say this now, you should not invest your time to work on your vision. God's vision for your life. God, I like it. The time will come, you will be responsible. You started buying all those things. But now you are here to buy them. Use this opportunity to do what the destiny required of you. Huh? Hallelujah. Somebody bless. Walk an instrument of fulfilling God's mandate for your life. Let's go back to our test again. But I am what I am by the grace of God. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Let's read from verse 8. And last of all, it was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Grace enables you, empower you to walk. Don't forget it. Walk. And I say we have three forms of walk. One, spiritual walk. When you go out to worship God, you go to pray, go to worship God, come to a meeting like this, all these things, you are simply doing spiritual work, which is 25%. Idea will be released, inspiration will be given. And as soon as you conceive the idea, move out, begin your mental work, and let the idea become a picture in your mind. Then you get into physical work. Deliver the idea. Greatness of God in your life will be exposed and will be released in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't compare your work or yourself with anybody. Compete with the vision of God. Compete with yourself every day. Whether somebody say your head is not correct, that's not your problem. You sure with it? I'm with it. And many people they say it's money that making them not to do what is over. I say it's not money. So have the greater resources. Time. What are you converting the time for? Money is not there. Then it's time. Convert it to something. Add enough value to yourself. Then go out to add value to others. Then the money you need will come. That's how to do. Were you told that Jesus started ministry with money? The first 30 years of his ministry, what was he doing? Adding value to himself. Then he moved out to add value to other people's life. What happened next? Money follow. Luke chapter 8. Instead of thinking of how to add value to yourself and how to add value to other people, you think thinking of money. Money. I want to buy this clothes. I want to buy this car. Hey, you that you are in a rented house, there is no parking space. Why are you looking for a car? Where will you park it? How will you maintain the car? Luke chapter 8. Hallelujah. From verse 1. And it came to pass after war that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and shewing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him. The value Jesus has added to himself is now going out to do what? To add that value to people's lives. This is the kingdom principle. Verse 2. And certain women, which has been healed of evil spirit and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Johanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. Before they start ministering to him of their substance, already he has added value to their lives. Don't look for money. Look for whom to bless with what God has given to you. Then money will come. You have business idea, have you developed it? If you have developed it, are you deploying it at all? Have you used the idea free of charge for people? You have not even tested by using it free to bless people free. You say, nah, money. We have not seen your product, you are asking them for money. What kind of money is that? Product first. And it's like that, every fee. You see now, in the ministry, you see what Jesus does. He did that. So that we can follow the example. If we have the calling of God upon you, fine and good. The first thing you do, add value to yourself. Then look for whom to add value to. Then reward will come. And when the reward is as coming, is for you to spread your tentacle demon. Not to say, okay, now money has come. When the money comes, is to expand what you are doing. That is how it works. And from this money, he appointed the treasurer, and the treasurer was stealing from the money. Honestly, this is the key. Greatness is through conversion. And conversion can only become possible through hard work. Hard work is good luck. Huh? If we are not working hard, we beg. Anyone that is not working hard, we beg. We be a beggar. Because in all labor, there is profit. Work on the vision of God concerning your life. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. Huh? Abi? It's the glory of King to search out matter. Sometimes when you get to your prayer, please, don't ask God to give you anything. Ask God to show you. Show you what, he should show you what is his mind for your generation, so that you can take advantage of it and become a channel, an instrument of delivering those things. God says, call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you what you don't know. So when God now shows you those things, it is your duty now to grab those things, convert them to physical something and bless people with it. That's the key. Lord, give me money. Give me house. 10-bedroom flat. Give me this, give me that. Is that the essence of prayer? Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you don't know. So when God shows you what is his mind, then you receive it, then you start the work of conversion. Then the next thing is to be releasing those ideas and implementing it here on earth. That is when that will be done on earth as it is. When that one becomes a reality in your life, everything you need will be added. That's the key. That's the key. Is for Jeremiah. Is it not Jeremiah 33:3 that? But today, what do you do with your prayer? Lord, give me shoe. Give me shirt. Give me trouser. Give me house. Give me car. Give me spare part. Give me this one. Every day, give me this. Give me that. You don't know. That's not the kingdom principle. The main prayer is for you to know God intimately. So when God whisper like this, you know what he said. And you grab it, you move to implement. They call unto me, and I will answer thee, and shield thee, great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. The question now, why did God show you? Huh? Why do you think that God will show you his mind? So that you will implement the mind of God here on earth. That's it. Why will God show you? Jesus gave us the answer in John chapter 5, verse 19. Let me read it for you. To pray to Jesus. Work. Say work. An instrument of fulfilling God's mandate for your life. Then answer Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, a son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. You see the answer to that prayer? It means the prayer of Jesus is like, Father, show me what you want to implement here. And when God showed Jesus, Jesus grabbed it and go out to God to implement it. For whatsoever he doeth, this also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son and showeth him in all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than thee, that ye may have it. That's your prayer. That's why you are praying. You have to have your material beside you, your jot and your Bible. As you pray in the spirit, what did God drop to your spirit, man? Then jot it down. Start begin to. What do I do with this? How do I go about it? What is the purpose of this act? Walk to leave heaven on earth. Because the goal of heaven is the head. The head is to be a duplicate of heaven. That's why Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, earth is in heaven. In heaven there is no fight. Then you can get the vision and settle and solve insecurity problem. In heaven there is no scarcity. You can get the idea and implement it here. In heaven there is no sickness and disease. You can get that and implement it here. There is no poverty, there is no shame, there is no... So that's it. I think your mentality is changing about prayer now. Lord, kill my enemy. Is that the question? Huh? You know those who pray against their enemy, those who don't have a vision. You see Jesus praying against his enemy. In fact, your enemy needs help. Or you share the New Testament. Where did you say about praying against your enemy? Is there anything like that? What is the center prayer of focus of Jesus? Show me what is in your mind now to implement on earth. Then when God show him, then you carry it out. That's why when God show you anything, whether by dream or what, write it down. Yeah, begin to ask questions. How do I go about this? Who are the people that really need it? Where is it going to be executed? Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which you don't know. That's why we don't know everything at the time. We keep going to him every day to show you what is his mind for the earth, for the people of the earth. For the people of the earth. Then you begin to work on it. Joseph worked on his dream. He was able to preserve food for 14 years. Without spoilage. That must be a great wisdom. That the whole world had to go to Egypt to buy food. All the Egyptian pyramids that you are seeing today, I believe, they are part of, they are product of Joseph. Please. Life more than food and drink. Oh. You are here to be a blessing to others. God wants to bless people through your life. That's why I start getting angry at yourself. Stop getting angry at your neighbor. Get into work. That's it. Do personal assessment every day. Then you will see the glory of God. Is there any question? Question of the law
that Jesus redeemed us
yes.
from it.
Hmm.
But Daddy, my question is, why is it that still Christians are still under this poverty?
Yes.
Why?
What are they producing? What are their products? Yes. What value are they adding to people's lives? What problem are they solving? You know, religion starts. Huh?
Yes, sir.
When conversion stops.
Yes, sir.
Religion starts. When conversion stops.
Yes, sir.
Now, like the person that produced an answer now, is he rich or is he poor?
He's rich.
The person that produces aircraft, is he rich or poor?
Rich.
What are those who produce vehicles?
Yes, they are also rich. Sir.
The question, what are we producing in Nigeria as Christians? We are only producing fasting. We are only producing praying. Yes. See, let me tell you this. Why do you keep coming here to listen? If what you are hearing doesn't change your life, will you be seen coming?
I will not.
Yeah. So, everyone is to transform another life in one way or the other. When Joseph saw, he interpreted the dream, I mean, Again, he provides solution. What they are going to do, how they are going to store their food for the next 7 years. So that when the 7 year of famine comes, what happened? The 7 years, what they have, where they store in the 7 years of surplus will now be. Now, what do they do? Is there anybody wise like that we can place on it? Then he now make him the second in command. Why did Pharaoh make him the second in command? He saw problems. What of Daniel? He saw problems. The question today, why are we not solving problems as Christians? Laziness. God will do it. God will do it. God will provide, we know. But which channel do you create? What platform do you create for that provision to come? What are you doing to bless people's lives for the provision to come? You are earning 30,000 for 3 good years. Nothing improved. And the organization you are working with, you didn't bring any creative idea to them that moves the organization forward. Just go there, mind your business. Do, you go. No! Actually, the man is even helping you for giving you that salary because you are not contributing anything reasonable. It is essential of you every day to have an idea to improve that organization. When the organization is getting improved every day through your ideas, what happened to your salary? A time will come, they will not even give you salary. You become a partner. This is how the thing works. Oh my God, am I communicating? So you see now, you know we pray. I love praying. Sometimes we say we worship God for 40 hours. At the end of the 40 hours, what did God tell you? What do you do with that idea that you receive? Because there's no how you can worship God for 40 hours. In fact, before you worship God for 10 hours, a lot of things will have been rolling into your mind. What happened to you? You are dropping them now. Why do you think that God gave you those ideas? For the purpose of implementation. To bless people. When Joshua gathered the people, when they were fasting and praying for 3 days, he passed through one of them. God said, the Lord, you will not fight. Gather yourself together. Just sing for me. And they were thinking, what happened? They got victory. Now, the 3 days fasting and prayer, the idea they got there, they implemented, and they solved the problem. But today, the days of fasting and prayer we engage in, what did he give us? Nothing. Friends, even though if you are not a believer at all, if you can work hard on something, and you have a product that is benefiting people's life, excuse me, you can't be poor. You will not get to heaven, but here can. But now, when you are now a child of God, you have a greater advantage. You have access to God directly. You have access to the throne of God. You can resist a lot, but laziness. If I'm to ask you to ask the question now, sincerely speaking, how many books have you read this year? Up to 20? Well, some unbelievers, by now, this is April. So they have read 30, 40 books. So then we walk, sleep in the office. I was told that Bill Gates normally sleep in the office. He works 17, 18 hours daily, right from his team on his project. Why wouldn't he become the richest person? You know, our ignorance is too much. We are heavenly conscious and earthly useless. The reason why God leave you here is so that you can be a benefit to the people of the world. Oh my God, am I communicating? Or you just see somebody just come and preach. Jesus can heal the sick. And they brought 10 sick. He prayed for all of them. None of them is it. Did it make sense? What is the proof? People want to see the proof. We are in the physical world, though. We are not in the spiritual world. We are in the physical world. The physical people want to see physical things. So the advantage we have today is that when you receive spiritual things from God, it is your duty to convert the spiritual thing into physical. Because it's only the physical that will benefit people. Let's assume I say, I am anointed, I'm not speaking. How will you benefit from it? So that's the poverty will continue unless we change. Huh? Some sleep in the church. Some sleep on the mountain. When they're supposed to be in the library or laboratory, they are sleeping on the mountain. Huh? God said he wants you to be. He wants you to be exporting corn. Masara. And you see it in a vision. God drop it to your heart. What's the next thing? Go and look for a land now and start planting there. Even though you are going to be exporting the corn, you are going to be exporting corn in trailers. You will first start with mudu. But you plant nothing. When rain is falling, you are sleeping on the mountain. Say, God, I believe in your work. Act on it now. This is it now. Many of us, there are lots of ideas. Like one of my friends, or a close friend, he finished praying one day. He slept, not up to an hour, according to him. He saw this honeybee. Full his room, but it didn't sting him. He woke up the following day. He ran to his pastor and said, this is what he saw. And God helped the man. He gave him the interpretation and said, do you have idea about growing honey? He said, yes. He read Greek in school. He said, good. Go into honey farm. Today, as I'm talking to you, BP supply BP pharmacy with honey. Where package, not this year, when you... Where... In fact, the day I got to his party, I was shocked. He has the honey farm. This farm. Anytime they want to harvest, they are going to harvest. You see the way they will cover themselves with different soda. They will have an, when they bring something, they will not be... fabricate a machine, they will just pour it there, as they are rolling in, and the thing is dropping. The register with NAFDAQ and all, they package it. Very small idea, they say 4,000. Yes. Now, when God showed him that, if not because God helped him through that pastor to know the interpretation, what happened? He would have lost it. Many of us, we've had a lot of things like that. We pocket it, we lose it. And one thing with God's idea is that if he comes to you, you do nothing, he moves to another person. He's going everywhere. That is why I say, day unto day. Let's read Psalm 19, verse 1 to 3. You see, a lot of things there. You will not be poor. When I say I can't be poor, I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it. The heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. He wants to see the handiwork of God now. Look up. You see different color. If you look at your cloth now, all the color in your cloth now is in the sky. Somebody look at that. He bring it down. You see to manufacture. Is that not true? Why do you go to the market? You don't like red shirt. You like blue shirt. Do you see anything like that? And if you look at your cloth, and you look at trees, you will see, is either your cloth resemble mango tree, or it resemble Abby? Verse 2. Day unto day, utter speech. They are speaking. As you are listening now, it's speaking. Nine and night unto nine, we showeth knowledge. That's why sometimes you sleep in the night. You say you have a dream. It's not you have a dream, it's God that speaks. If it is of God, no devil to speak. Uh-huh. But any dream that is of God, we do what? We bring peace to you. Now, look at verse 3. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. If I shamba man, he will speak in shamba. So, see, this is how this thing works. And God told Adam, he said, all these things I have given you for food. But you need to know, understand the principle of conversion. Huh? A woman, a village woman will see wood, a tree. He only saw firewood. Another person will see that same tree, he see furniture, tables, chairs, bed, he see book. Like all of these are there. But one person just cut it and go and cook with it, burn it up. Notice how many billion were burned up. Why? No, we love to pray. And I tell people again, listen, Prayer is not one way. Prayer is communication between two persons. You talk to God, God talk to you. The question, what do you do with what God talk say to you? That's one matter. I had God. God told me. Yes. What do you do with it? Nobody wants to hear that God told you. They want to see evidence in physical form what God has spoken to you. That's why. Poverty can only be eradicated by only this. When you are producing something, a product of value. Why do you go to bookshop to read, to buy a book? If the book is not, the information you are looking for is not important, will you go and buy it? Okay, if that person, the writer, keep that inspiration within him, then he put it into a book. What happened? Will he bless you? Will you pay him money? Or he bless you through book? Are you paying through what? Money. It's as simple as that. The person that wrote mathematics book, physics book, chemistry book today, are they poor? Provided there will be secondary school, primary school, those books will keep selling. Oh. If poverty will be eradicated, we need to get into producing things. So, question answer. You know, some of you are praying, let million come back, come down from above. God doesn't rain money down. What did you rain? Ideas. So, what to do with the idea he rain on you is what matter to you. That's a hard work. Work is what brings the ideas into physical reality. Thank you. Any other question? Yeah, quickly. There's one here first. Yeah.
Sir, why is it that anytime you pray, God does not answer immediately?
God answers immediately. You are the one that refuses to hear the answer. God answers you immediately you pray. God is not, he doesn't keep malice. You talk to him, he talks to you. You are his child now. When you say, my father, this is it. What is the meaning of this? He answers you. But because you are not praying rightly, let my father become the next president. Have you? And so these are things. God answers. It's an erroneous teaching when they say, sometimes God will say, wait. Sometimes God will say, not now. There's nothing like that. If you look at John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24, let's go to John 16, 23 and 24 to tell you that God doesn't say no or yes, according to people. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Did he say he will give you later? Either to all, until now, have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. When we don't know how to pray, it becomes a problem. When you say, Lord, give me 20 million, I say, yes, he gives you an idea. But because the idea is thrown to you, you don't know what to do with it, you think that God didn't answer you. Or with that idea can make you to get 20 billion instead of 20 million. If we implement it. But that idea may work and begin to manifest in the next 5 years. Still working on it. Some work on project for 10 years. Some work on project for 20 years. So, before I started bringing some small.
My question is, our topic today says work is an instrument of fulfilling God's purpose here on earth. So I want to know the difference between work and job.
Job is what you do for a living. Adaptation for survival. Work, you do job to earn salary. But you do work to fulfill God's purpose. You know, salary earner, the moment they place them on salary, whether they work or they don't work, when month comes, when month ends, they will pay them, Abi. Is that not so? That's why they don't take it seriously. Government workers. Sometimes they will not even go to work. And when they go to work, man, I sit down in some offices. And government teach Akuma. It's only private school that they even drill them small. And there they complain, Akuma. So work. You are working not for money, but to fulfill God's purpose by blessing people. But job, na money. That's how some people can work in three places. I was somewhere, a certain place, a few weeks ago, and I saw the way the workers there are working. My heart bleed. In that certain hospital, patient is just there. Nobody attend to the patient. And they are just passing. The question is that, why are they there? Is it not for the purpose of, is it not for the, for patient's sake? Get was from hospital in the night. You see the nurse is sleeping. They are doing job. If they are working, if they are working to fulfill God's mandate, that this patient must survive, this patient must not, would they not pray and lay hands and be looking for checking the person? What happened, but because they are doing job, they sleep. Not only in the medical side, it's everywhere. That's why they can gallantly go on strike. Do you see me going on strike? When we are praying for more people to affect? That's the difference. Work is what you do to release what God has placed in you to bless people. But job is what you do because of what you have learned. So that you can earn adaptation for survival. That's how, if you apply to this organization, they didn't take you, you apply to another one. You apply, no choice. Anywhere the left is. Is that not so? No, sorry. Some of you, the organization where you find yourself, is that because you read in school? What took you there? What to eat? But a man who wants to work to fulfill God's purpose, he faces it. This is the call of God upon me. I face it. I am called to produce something. I have to go for it. Because if I fail to produce this thing, people will not benefit from me. Failure to fulfill God's mandate is the destruction of lives. Because it will lead to destruction of lives. What you want to is what you do to bless people, not to look for money. But job is what you do. If your salary is more, then you hear that they are paying bigger, higher somewhere. What happened? You fly there. Is that not what happened? That's the man. So that's job. They are paying this organization 50,000. You hear that 70. You get there again. You get another one. 85. Immediately. In 2 years, you have rounded about 6 places. You now begin to add it and say, in so-so year, you work in so-so place, in your CV become B. Nonsense. So that's it. But both of them are really important. A wise person will do job to learn. But I want to go to this place to learn more on how to fulfill God's mandate for my life. Not for... So any amount they are paying you, that's not the reason why you are there. You are there to add value, not to earn money. And when you learn enough, money will come later. Thank you.
What's the difference between skill and talent?
Skill? Skill is what you acquire. Talent is what God gave you. There are two different. Skill is what you acquire it. But talent is within. Like singing, like drawing, like all of these. These are talents. For skill, you acquire it, you just learn something. A mechanic is a skill. You just go there and acquire the skill. A tailor go there to acquire the skill. You want to know how to sew, you go ahead to acquire it. As we are going to school now, you are simply acquiring what? Skill. Maybe the skill on how to speak well. How to write well. All of these are skills. That's it. But talent is within. Thank you. Father, we give you praise. We appreciate you. Let this word produce results in our lives. In the name of Jesus.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.